So, this is episode one of the Randy Show with Patricia.
You know it.
And it's not even recorded.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Oh. So you feel sick. So, what do we start with? What do we talk about? I don't know, because this is the first thing ever I've done this. I can't speak now. Oh, that was my chair. Okay, so it was good. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was quiet.
Are you sure? Like, what about, like...
I did laser tag and I'm a boss at it.
How does the laser go from the gun to the person?
It's just a laser, like...
How does the person know they've been shot?
It vibrates and, like...
I'm not talking about how it shows. Like, I'm saying, like, how is it... How does the
sensors.
Okay, how does a sensor know? That's the question. How does a sensor know?
Because it's a sensor and they sense these things.
Okay. first off, okay, how does a sensor work?
Wait, do you have headphones?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you want headphones?
Why? Oh, this is our first commercial break. Sorry. No, I'm kidding. Yo, we're not. So, how does a sensor work? Hey, also, we might have a little bit of Jamie.
I don't know how a sensor works.
Hey, Jamie, how does a sensor work?
Jamie, how would you feel if Randy dyed his hair red?
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
We're recording right now.
Yeah.
For a podcast.
Oh.
This is episode one.
Interesting.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Would you listen to us?
Of course I'd listen to you.
Thank you. Thank you. That was nice. Dude, I hope we have a million J-Mays. I'm just going to put it out there. I hope we have a million J-Mays. Every listener is called a J-May, by the way. That's what we're going to do. Yeah, those are the fans.
Guess
fans.
These are
fans.
What?
Our initials have a...
Still, J-May. Let's go, let's get it. All right.
Okay. Up top.
Yeah, I just high-fived him with you, because you guys can't see this.
Oh,
so, dude, did you hear about, like, Russia and Turkey? Like, I heard there's going to be some war or some shit.
There pretty much already is war there.
Really?
Well, like, wasn't Russia the one shooting down planes and stuff?
Nah, Turkey shot down the Russian plane.
No, but Russia shot down planes.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought it was just Turkey, they were just being aggressors or some shit.
No, I'm pretty sure Russia, like, initiated
that. Dude, that's, like, crazy. If there was a war between Turkey and Russia, do you think there'd be mercenaries? Like, crazy mercenaries, like, a game... called Turkey versus Russia. Maybe 2K17. Not what the. Well, I just went back in time.
Let's go back in time. 2K16.
No, that's the one that came out, right?
Yeah.
2K17 should be just Turkey versus Russia basketball teams and see who wins. And whoever wins is the winner of the war. And that's how we war from now on.
That would work. A lot less death.
But a lot more confusion. Cause it
Wait, so that's like 2 out of 3, 5 out of 7.
I think it's best out of 10.
10?
Yeah. It's an even number, so there can be a draw. You know, 5 wins versus 5 losses. Then there's no winners of the war.
No, bang. No. You can't do that. It's
yes.
Be 7 out of 11.
No.
Or 6 out of 1.
No, because sometimes you can draw in a war.
Okay, when have we ever drawn?
North and South Korea.
Barely.
But it was fair. No. It was down the line. Bang. 34th parallel. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you right now, Korea is the prime example that draws work. Except that North Korea sucks and South Korea is better. But that's logistics.
So question. Have you seen the interview? Like the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the interview. And it's not even close to how horrible North Korea is.
No, yeah. So Michaela and Wyatt, they made me watch it, and I just, like, sat there, like, oh my god, this is the stupidest movie ever, and they're like, how are you not laughing? Like, they're, like, dying, and I'm just over there, like, smirking, like, shaking my head at how stupid, they're like...
I definitely didn't, like, laugh, like, I wasn't crying.
No, yeah. Movie,
but I was, like, I was smiling.
No, like, yeah, they looked at me, they're like, you have no emotions. Like, how are you, I'm like...
I just felt like it was okay, like, it wasn't that great of a
movie. No, yeah, like... And then, I'm just like, I don't know. They're like, should we have Escamundo watch it now?
Like, wait, who's Escamundo? Who's Escamundo? Oh, Moon.
Moon.
Who's like, Moon?
Wyatt's roommate, the one.
The Asian dude.
The Korean kid.
He's Asian.
He's Korean. He's from South Korea.
Korea's in Asia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he's trying to like say like I get it. Yeah. Dude, that would be so cool.
Alright.
Be in the podcast. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alex. What do you want me to say?
Say something nice about yourself.
Something Alex unique. Is perfect in every way.
She's our guest for today. That's our first guest ever, is Alex.
Just Jamie doesn't count.
Jamie doesn't count, but we still care for him. Yeah.
Jamie's our number one fan.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're talking about not J-May, some other kid.
Some other kid.
His initial
R.S.
Justin Maybach.
There's something else.
The James Michaels.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There he is. Funny kid.
I was just wondering what your roommate's last name was.
William.
Oh.
Okay. What's it called? So, yeah, his Snapchats are just amazing.
Amazing.
Because, like, it's him smiling. It's him literally smiling like this. You guys can't see, but it's like this. With his, like, teeth out. And
he's a happy guy.
He's a very happy guy. He's just a little, you know, a little awkward sometimes. But he's a happy guy. He's a happy camper.
Alright. I'll see you guys post-nap.
Yes. And that's what college is all about. It's about napping. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Oh, someone outside.
I don't nap, so I don't know. I don't like napping.
Well, I personally would rather nap, but I know that once I hit the bed, I'm going to, you know, be awake.
I'm so happy. I raised my bed yesterday, so I'm off of, like, a bed, raised... like, yay big. Like, yay high, dude, so I'm, like, up
you raised it?
Yeah, we got like a hammer. How?
Oh, I need to get a hammer.
Like I want to raise me, it. John, and Abby was watching. We, like, rearranged my whole room.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when we flipped the bed over, we got, like, cardboard. And we're just sitting there with a hammer.
Yeah.
Trying not to dent the frame.
I have a question. Why is it not easier to raise your bed? Like,
Because you want it to be able to be secure so you don't fall in the middle of the night.
I just feel like it should be easier. Like, a little crank mechanism. You'd be like...
Well, could you imagine, like, someone messing with you in the middle of the night? Like,
and lowering.
Like, you wake up and you're, like, a foot from the ceiling and you're, like... And then, like, you go back to sleep and then you go to bed again and you're, like, from the floor.
It's, like, right next to the ceiling. You wake up, your nose is touching the ceiling, like,
Yeah, like, could you imagine, like, how much fun it'd be to mess with people, but it'd be so bad?
I think I would be afraid. I think I would be afraid.
Because, like, if someone hates you, they're just gonna, like, go...
Yeah, if you have a bad roommate... Oh, what if you have someone over and you have like you guys are both right next to the ceiling. You wake up, you didn't even expect the ceiling there, so you just rise up and you hit your head. Blah.
Yeah.
That would suck.
That would suck.
And then the other person would hit their head and it would just suck, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to our podcast.
Hi.
It's the Randy Show. What is your name?
I'm Jenna.
Wait, what?
Jenna.
That's our second guest of the podcast. Jenna! Jenna! Alright, so sports. Let's go into a little bit of sports. So, Patricia doesn't like A-Rod.
I hate A-Rod.
She hates A-Rod. So, A-Rod, if you listen to this, she hates you. But how do you feel about his, I don't know, about him now? Now that he's kind of just like, hey, I'm a good guy.
I don't think he's a good guy.
But that's what he's trying to show.
But he's not, so...
Okay. I guess.
there's nothing he can do that will make me like him. He fucked that up.
Understandable.
So, like, he needs to now be traded to the Red Sox because they also suck.
Yeah.
Get off the Yankees. Because the Yankees are...
Moon. Hey, have you ever... Okay, wait, come over here. We're gonna introduce you to the podcast.
Randy's doing a podcast.
I'm doing a podcast. So, where are you from?
South Korea.
Now, I asked you this for one purpose only, and it's, have you watched The Interview?
What interview?
The movie, The Interview. So Seth Rogen?
Only heard of it.
You should definitely watch it with us. It's because it deals with North Korea, and you're South Korean, and it's pretty, I'm trying to make a connection here.
Nah, so, yeah, I'll just watch it later.
Okay, got you. Whenever you're free, just let, yeah. So, that was a third guest. A third guest.
Is that second since I was a second? Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. how do you feel about the Patriots? They lost.
I don't know. I'm a Giants fan.
I know, but they lost.
Well, they should have beat the Bills because I don't like the Bills, but, you know.
But they lost against the Broncos.
Oh. Okay, that was the last one.
Yeah. They lost against the Broncos.
I like Payne, so... I can do it.
Okay.
And also, Justin hates the orange, so he hates the Broncos, which is really funny.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, Kobe Bryant, right? And it's a weird transition, Broncos to Kobe. He's retiring. Yeah, he's retiring next season. After this season, actually. How do you feel about that?
I don't watch basketball.
You don't watch basketball?
No.
That was the wrong question, folks. That was the wrong... Delaney, Abby, Hannah, Ethan, Ben, Benji sometimes. Welcome to our podcast. We're doing a podcast.
Your hair is different.
Yeah, my hair is different. No. And Sean, we're making a podcast right now. So, yeah. So, how do you guys feel?
About what? The podcast?
I feel good.
I feel like it's going to be good.
Okay, so we just talk shit. Like, I was just talking about Kobe. Yeah, and we were talking about... Kobe Bryant, he's retiring. It's pretty sad. I was crying last night. Yeah, he's retiring.
Is this a sports podcast?
No, this is a Patricia and Brandy podcast with special guests. So, we've had like so many. We had three.
When did he announce it?
I think it was like yesterday. Yeah, I saw my friend on Facebook. He was like, "Yo, Kobe, goodbye." I was sad. I saw
every fan in attendance at the Lakers game last night. I had like a letter written for him.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, a random letter, like, sorry, I'm leaving, goodbye.
He just, like, signed the bottom of them, but it was, like, a letter that was, like, typed out that he wrote.
Oh, okay.
It was, like...
I'm not. Oh, you're done.
So, Delaney. Oh, my God, how do you feel right now?
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit?
I don't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit. So, how's everything? How do you feel?
Tired.
She is tired, and she's on the computer. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. That's not my. It's not my computer.
Yeah, it says Randy up in the corner.
It's, but it's Morgan's. Yeah. So now we're just stuck here. Hey, Ethan.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're studying abroad next year, right? Or next semester, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Feel good. How do you know that? Maybe he comes back forever and then you come back.
I'm not going to be here next year.
Why not?
I'm transferring.
To where?
Texas.
You're going to Texas?
Yes.
You know everything is bigger in Texas.
Randy.
What?
Knock it off. Bad Randy.
So the group is over there. That consists of Abby, Hannah, Ethan, John now. That's another special guest. It's a little loud in here now. But it's okay. It's Patricia and Randy show. We're 12 minutes in, guys. And I'm kind of running out of shit to say. So, yeah.
Ready for next season?
Oh, baseball. Dude, I feel like the Yankees are going to be, you know, like, they have to do something this offseason, definitely.
They need to adjust some shit.
Definitely. Dude, if you was a general manager for the Yankees, right?
A-Rod would be off the team.
Obviously, because you don't like A-Rod.
I do not.
But other than that, what would you do?
you need to readjust the whole system because it's sucking now. Like, you need to definitely better shortstop.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, it's my girl.
Emily! Oh, they're just over there. They're knocking on windows. They're knocking down. Yo, there's like a... There's an attack. No, I'm kidding. Okay, different question.
Okay, what?
I have a question.
Have you taken anything out? Yeah, I was
just give me a minute real quick.
Medicine, but I ran out.
Okay, so now I'm just going to give you inventions, right? Just list of inventions, right? And you're going to tell me how do you think they work. I'm just going to say the name, and you're going to tell me how they work.
What?
Okay.
You should really do this for a living.
Do you want to sit here? You want to be like a special guest right now?
Hannah, come on in.
I'm coming.
No, come over here so it could listen. Listeners, come on.
Emily!
It's Emily!
Hi!
How was your break?
I'm good.
I heard you had an eventful trip back.
The trip back was eventful.
Wow.
I heard it took like an extra like hour.
More.
Oh, so Emily took an hour. We're doing a podcast. You're another special guest.
Wait, are you really recording?
Yeah, I'm really recording.
It's been recording for the past 12 minutes.
Yeah. We're going to put it on... It's this thing called... Podomatic or some shit like that, and then it puts it on the iTunes podcast things, and we can listen to it, and there'll be more listeners than people listen to our bullshit.
Yes.
So.
Oh my god.
It worked out. Okay, so inventions.
Yay!
So I'm like looking at.
I didn't know who
was
making the
Okay.
I think it's Abby.
You seen her? She waits. Yeah. She was just in here.
Abby was really excited that you were here, and then she left.
Okay, I'm just gonna start like listing stuff.
Okay, invention. Do you wanna help me?
Yeah.
Because I might have no clue what these things are that he's gonna come up with.
It might be easy, like an ambulance, or it might be hard. Like, I'll. Okay, so let's start with an altimeter. Altimeter.
What?
What do you think? No, don't look at it. What do you think that is? Okay, change it. Let's.
I don't, what is that? What is that?
Okay.
Randy, what was it?
It was an instrument which measures the vertical distance with respect to a reference level.
How the fuck were we gonna know that, Randy?
Okay.
She told us she was.
These inventions are things you know.
Butter.
Like, if she could pick us up, we were like, we're gonna get like a rust, like a
right.
Inventions like for kids. How do you feel about that?
And
sure.
She told us like she's gonna be there by 4. But then there's a lot of traffic for her.
I'm like searching it up right now.
So she got there.
In the meanwhile, listen to the story.
No. I don't want to hear.
Oh, okay. She doesn't shh.
So then we were
don't listen.
So we were, like, I left my house at, like, 3:30, mm-hmm. and, like, was sat there until, like, 5.
Well, they don't give you the definitions.
Like, to, because, of, like, we sat there, we met her at 4, then, like, we get there at 5. So then I was, like, there. And then, like, Ryan and Grace were there, too, and we were just, like, waiting. And, like, she felt sick.
Oh, okay.
It was fine.
Like, what's a bowler?
Like, someone bowling?
Like, so
no.
So we had to go back to Croton.
It's a hat.
Which is, like...
Oh, like a bowler hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boycott.
Right.
You know where they come from, boycott?
Where they come from?
Yeah. Boycott.
Well, a boycott's when you boycott something. It's like you don't... There's no set place they come from. It could be anyone that does it.
It comes from the name...
Oh, like, where... Oh, okay.
It comes from the name Charles Boycott.
Okay.
And it's just like... It's weird.
At 6 p.m.
I don't know.
So, when I got in the car...
Yeah, I have a question.
For who?
For you.
For me, okay.
So if you, let's say you're in a river.
I'm in a river now.
You're in a river now. And you're on you're kayaking.
Okay, so I'm in a kayak in a river.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am so sorry.
Like,
what would you do?
Wait, what happened?
She, like, grits her teeth together.
I grind my teeth in my sleep.
I do that.
I even wore my retainer, like, offering. I'm so sorry. It's okay.
Wait, you woke up to her grinding her teeth?
I woke up throughout the night.
I think I lost a tablet.
I just felt bad for your teeth.
Is this something Abby wants?
I didn't use a pillow. I tried to flash it.
Abby grinds her teeth.
And it like made you stop for a second.
Nothing will be as worse as the night I woke up, or I was trying to fall asleep, but Michaela's snoring. He was like, I've never snored.
Michaela snores.
So bad.
Michaela. Okay, so Hannah's here. She plays for the basketball team.
So I never finished my question.
Oh, wait. Oh, there's two things now. Okay, sorry. She's our special guest.
I'm in a river right now in a kayak. Okay. I don't really know what's going on.
You're in a river, right? Kayaking.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Okay. So you're going down the river, right? And there's two possible, you know, places you can go.
Yep.
One has a lot of, like, smoke and stuff, and the other one has a lot of animals. Which one do you choose?
Animals.
Animals?
Animals.
But they have there's crocodiles there.
They're right.
And they come and get you. What?
Just hit him with the paddle on the kayak. You said I'm in a kayak, right?
Yes. Okay. I don't think that's possible.
Why not?
Because they're vicious animals.
Yeah, you just take it, you just whack it in the head, and
that's
then you
abuse.
Keep going.
That's you can get in trouble for that.
Not if they're attacking you. It's called self-defense. I'm a criminal justice major. Look it up, yo.
What about if they're not attacking you?
Then you don't hit them in the head.
But you're scared.
You don't hit them in the head if they're not attacking.
Okay, what about if you don't think they're hitting you in the head?
They're not hitting me in the head. I'm hitting them in the head.
Oh, Abby has left the building.
No, left the room.
Left the room? Oh my God. The podcast room?
Okay, so what was your question?
So, no, you answered it. You would go down the animal path.
I would. What path would you go down?
The smoky path.
Why?
Because...
there's a fire.
No, because that means it's the fog.
Right.
No, then it's the foggy path, not the smoky path.
It's a foggy path.
I'm such a dog.
What were you going to say? I was a...
Nothing.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at inventions now, and it's like stupid.
Oh my.
Okay, so.
Wait, you were hungover?
No. Are you sure there, Emily?
He slept through this whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he was awake for like.
When was the light bulb invented? Let's see if you got. Let's see if you know this.
This is at night.
Just take a wild guess.
And like, stop up, like.
1820.
You're so off. Like, it's so bad. Like, it's so
Randy,
bad.
Randy, I'm also trying.
You're over 30 years off. You're that
17.
Bad. No. 17? Electricity? 17? Did you just say 17? She said 17. Okay. Up.
What did I say? 1820?
Yeah.
So 1850. You said 30 years off.
Yeah.
So let's.
I could be more than 30 years though. I just said 30 years off. Just. 1880.
That's hilarious.
Okay, 22 minutes so far recording. I think we're gonna. Our first episode is gonna be 30 minutes. I guess. That's a good. Well, yeah, it's 22 minutes thus far. So I'm gonna finish off the Oh. I'm sorry.
He wants to interview Hannah at some point.
At some point before the 30-minute mark. We're good, though. We have a lot of time. You guys can talk. Seven minutes. All
right. I'll tell a fast story.
Oh, can you please tell us a story that is okay for the podcast? And I'll introduce you and everything. We're about to have Emily, the storyteller. You ready? All right. Fine, I'll tell the story. I'll tell the story.
Okay.
This is a fictional story because I don't have any stories either. There once was a bear. You guys are laughing like it's not funny. It was a bear.
Was it a baby bear?
It was a grown up bear with no fur.
Have you ever seen a baby bear?
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god. A hairless. I'm searching it up.
Me too. Right here. Here you go, Hannah. Hannah, take a look at a hairless bear.
Ew.
Have you seen hairless cats? They're gross too.
Yeah, but a hairless bear is funnier.
I am a hairless bear.
No, you're not. You do not look like this.
Yeah, I do.
Stop. No, you don't, Randy. Stop.
I'm a hairless bear.
Okay, finish your story about this bear.
Oh, so yeah, the bear. in his room.
What? I give up on life.
So.
Wait, whoa. All they heard was towel.
Bears. I heard bears.
Oh, I've seen Charles Dave.
There's some crazy stuff on this.
It's recorded.
Yeah, they don't know which day we're talking about.
Yeah, it's Kirby Man. I haven't seen.
You should. No.
He saw me shirtless.
They look like some weird ass McDonald's.
Oh, really?
They look like.
That's how I want to get. It's very hard going to the gym, guys. Honestly.
I'm going to the gym today.
Are you?
So, yeah, like, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go later, like at 4. Like,
yeah, I'm going after my same, like, rest,
like, the class. Same
okay. Exit.
Oh,
I'm so she's like, oh my god, never again. Like, so we pull in at
4:50, and then I go. Well, after my friends are in class.
But like,
I mean, I think that's the hardest thing though. Like, gym, like, actually, like going to the gym and actually doing stuff. Like,
I used to wake up at 7 a.m. and go by 8. Be at the gym by 8.
But that's tough for me because I'm not a morning person.
I'm doing it 8 a.m. next. Wait. Because you need to record. You need to
interview. So,
Hannah, he needs to record. He's got 5 minutes.
I have 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, this is Hannah. She plays on the basketball team for the Brockport team. And just to tell you right now, she's a very, very nice person. She makes me laugh a lot. She's also really good at basketball, you know. And we're just really proud of her. Yeah, dude.
You're going to cry? You're going to cry?
So, here it goes. Hannah, how you doing? How's everything?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm obviously I'm good. I am on the first show of the Randy Show. I'm very happy, you know. So, up to this point, you know, what are your biggest accomplishments at Brockport?
At Brockport?
Mhm.
Definitely meeting you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Oh.
Thank you. You know, that means the world to me. So how's the basketball team doing so far?
We're doing good.
Yeah,
we're 2-0.
Oh, wait, what?
2-0.
Whoo, you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, they are 2-0. That's crazy.
Wait, this is literally the same person. But
what are you talking about? Okay, so, so that's a little personal here. You know, is there any guys interested?
No.
Is he an active person here? No. So, ladies and gentlemen, what was that? She's single, ladies and gentlemen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it fair? Yeah. Okay.
That's a nice little.
What about Justin Mulaki? You know, what about him?
I think he's taken.
Oh, he is. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that.
Are you sure? Because I feel like you would be a little upset. Yo, no. I'm not ashy. Like, this is like, I need some lotion. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, I need lotion. Send me some lotion. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like he's very happy.
Yeah, like right now I'm recording over the part that
We
did shit on. So
okay, so next time if we, cause I don't know, I felt like it was nice, but like if we do it like again, 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not doing another 30-minute podcast.
Yeah, but half of that.
Yeah, so like now we could, if we really wanted to, put this online because it kind of is funny at certain points.
We can. Yeah, that can be number one if you want.
As long as. It just records over it. And, like, you don't even have to talk now. Like, we can just, like, let it go for, like, a minute.
Okay. We were talking shit, so we're gonna, like, not talk shit. So...
All of our laughing.
Yeah, we're just... This part was very bad, so we decided to not put this on. So, sorry, guys. Yeah. We were talking about Charles. You don't know Charles. So, Charles.
Someone of a good guy.
He's a good guy, though, at the end of the day.
On some days.
On some days, he's definitely a good guy, and we wouldn't want to hurt his feelings. But we did talk shit.
I think I went back far enough for it, so we're good.
Yeah. Charles, if you're listening to this, you're a fan.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. That's not the same. This is not the same Charlie. We're talking about Charles in a bad way, and we're just...
Not you.
But not it's you. It's an alias for a different person.
Okay.
So,
explain it in about 30
is
seconds.
Is the alias for Charlie me?
No, that
Charles
would be...
is just an alias for my name, actually.
Yeah, but you're a very cool guy. Yeah. Whoever this is okay on some days and some days not.
Right.
Okay, you ready?